The characters on primetime television shows remain markedly less diverse than the nation as a whole. That's the finding of a report out today by Children Now, a nonprofit research organization. The report says that Latinos and Asian Americans in particular are underrepresented in primetime. Joel Rose of member station WHYY has the story.
The report, called Fall Colors, says the six broadcast networks continue to do a lousy job when it comes to on-camera diversity, and especially at the time when most kids are watching, says Children Now's Patty Miller.
The 8 o'clock hour is the least racially diverse hour in primetime.
Still, Miller says that overall, there is more diversity on primetime TV than there was when the first Fall Colors report came out 5 years ago. The new study found that 18% of primetime roles are filled by African Americans, such as actor Dennis Haysbert, who plays U.S. President David Palmer on the Fox series 24.
I ordered the death of one of our agents, one of our finest. As unthinkable as that was, I had to buy some time in order to protect civilian lives. I will not cave in to any more of this terrorist demands.
Dramas are the most diverse programming on primetime television, according to the Fall Colors report. Almost half of dramas have mixed-race casts, compared with only 15% for sitcoms. Carmen Smith, vice president of talent development programs for ABC, concedes that her network could do more to diversify the casting of its comedies.
America is diverse, and our programming reflects it now. And our comedies, we still need to make more progress there, and that's what we're doing all the time. So we take this very seriously.
Smith points to ABC's George Lopez show, which is currently the only program in primetime to feature an all-Latino cast. The Fall Colors study found that half of primetime shows in 2003 included at least one Latino character. But overall, the nation's largest minority group accounted for just 6.5% of primetime characters. And those numbers, says Children Now's Patty Miller, tell only part of the story.
The problem is when you look at how they're being portrayed. Whites are three times as likely as Latinos to hold professional occupations, and Latinos are four times as likely as other characters of other races to portray domestic workers.
Casting decisions like these are not lost on children, says Miller. In an earlier survey, Children Now found that primetime TV sends a clear message to kids about social status.
We asked kids to cast television roles from a collection of photographs of diverse people, of what a good person looked like and what a bad person looked like. Kids seemed to think white characters were more likely to portray the boss or the police officer, where people of color were more likely to play the criminal or the janitor.
In fact, the current Fall Colors report found that when they appear at all, 46% of Arab and Middle Eastern characters in primetime are portrayed as criminals, and it found Native Americans are essentially invisible. ABC's Carmen Smith says this summer, the network is helping to launch a film and television program at the Institute for American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
So that we develop a pipeline of talent, not just for ABC, but for the entertainment industry.
But diversity on primetime TV is also a function of ratings. The networks have found that black audiences will reliably watch a show with a black cast, says Eric Deggans, TV critic at the St. Petersburg Times. He says Asian American and Latino audiences require a different strategy.
A Dominican household is not the same as a Cuban household, is not the same as a Spanish household. What the networks have found is that they put a few shows on that had Hispanic casts, and the Hispanic audience didn't jump to watch the show the way black audiences do.
Deggan says we'll find out if the networks have any new ideas about diversity next month. That's when they unveil this year's fall schedule to advertisers. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.